Stay tuned for Totally Patriots here with Gino Grissom. Don't you turn that channel.
We're halfway through the season, and the Patriots are still going strong. Coming up, Totally Patriots is thinking outside the box. Find out how your imagination and football fit together and how they do that.
We all have the capacity for imagination. You can work to improve your brain's capacity.
Plus, see a different side of Scott Chandler as he drops in for Tilted. And Gino Grissom stops by for Pat's Chat and plays a little Name That Patriot in Totally Challenged.
180! 180!
Get pumped! Totally Patriot starts right now.
Totally Patriots. Totally Patriots.
Welcome to Totally Patriots. Ashley, I gotta say, looking a lot better than last week.
A little bit more normal this week, however. With the witch costume, I was able to kind of get around. No one knew who I was, so you know I used it as an excuse to get close to Jimmy G, but he wasn't attractive. I was scary.
Feeling more yourself, though.
I am. But it's time to get back into game mode. We're taking on the Redskins. Let's get ready by sitting down with Gino Grissom. It's time for Audible.
How you guys doing? My name is Gino Grissom. I play defensive end for the New England Patriots. I'm from Hutchinson, Kansas. I went to school at the University of Oklahoma. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I got a big family. I got six sisters and two brothers. There's never a dull moment in the Grissom household. There was one time my little brother, he had got into like a box cutter and he wanted to do his own hairline, and he ended up messing his hairline up really bad. And so for whatever reason, he thought it'd be a good idea to walk around the house with literally a trash bag on his head hiding his hairline because he was so embarrassed. I couldn't not look at him without laughing. Like, I mean, walking around with somebody, seeing somebody with a trash bag on their head looking like a Rastafari, it's like, I mean, if you can picture that, that's some funny stuff. If I could describe myself in one word, I would have to say goofy, just because I don't really take anything too serious. I like to laugh and have fun. I wouldn't say I'm a practical jokester, but I do like to laugh at people. I was everybody's favorite. I was all my teacher's favorite. You could say I was a teacher's pet. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I did whatever I had to do to get the grade. Yeah. How you doing, Miss Math Teacher? I was trying to do my homework last night. I was having a hard time understanding it. Could you help me walk through this one more time? Get some every time. With Bill, it's just whether or not I should make eye contact. Well, that's a little bit about me.
That's a smart man right there. I like that. You don't make eye contact. I'm a little intimidated by Coach Belichick either. That's why I keep these on. You never know exactly where I'm looking. I do that on purpose. And you definitely don't kiss up to Coach Belichick. I'm pretty sure it doesn't work with him. All right, so we know Gino can be a little goofy. Let's find out exactly how goofy he can be when he's up against his students from Scituate High right now. It's time for Pat's Chat.
Totally Patriots.
Let's give a big welcome to Gino Grissom.
How y'all doing today? How y'all doing today? Hold on. Oh, yeah. Hey, you got a good group today.
So, a motto of the Patriots has been do your job. Just curious, what does that mean to you, and what do you think it means to the team as a whole?
Do your job to me means just to make sure that I fit in, make sure that I'm doing what's expected of me. You know, there's a lot of great legacy that's been left here, and it's a blessing to be a part of it. And as for the team, it just means make sure that you do what is asked of you to the absolute best of your ability.
So being in the locker room, who do you think brings the locker room to life?
I would have to say you always know when Gerard Mayo's in the locker room. He's a good guy, funny guy, and you know, he brings a lot of life to the team. The guy has no censor. He just says whatever comes to his mind. and he doesn't care who's listening. So we'll be in the middle of a stretch, and you hear Gerard just screaming at the top of his lungs, like, ah!
But, what do you do to get pumped up for your games?
It doesn't take much. You know, I like to, in the mornings, I like to listen to music, kind of get in the zone. And then just running out of the tunnel gets me pumped. You know, hearing the crowd as you're running out is an unbelievable feeling. So,
what was the biggest difference from playing in college and playing in the NFL?
Definitely just the speed. These guys are way smarter than the guys that I played in college. They understand the game more, and from that aspect, I'm kind of on the back track on the learning curve, trying to get better. So,
who's somebody on the team that you really look up to?
I look up to all these guys. Everybody is really, no one's too good for anybody. You know, everybody's there. If I have a question, I can go to anybody, and they'll be like, look, this is how you need to do it, or you need to think of it this way, or there's really not one person that I could think of. It's everybody as a whole.
Thanks, Gino. We'll see you later for Totally Challenged. Coming up, football is more than just X's and O's. It also takes a lot of imagination. Find out what it is and how it works and how they do that.
Imagination requires use of the entire brain, or what researchers call the mental workspace.
Plus, this big guy's caught on to the Patriots' offense. Next, see what happens when we throw him into the hot seat on Tilted.
It's all right, 'cause I'm saved by the bell.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bose, the official sound of the Patriots. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
How do you get from Redskins head coach Jay Gruden to Patriots Chandler Jones? Jay Gruden is the brother of broadcaster John Gruden, who was the Raiders head coach with offensive coordinator Bill Callahan. Callahan took over the team in 2002 and hired QB coach Jim Harbaugh, who is the brother of Ravens head coach John Harbaugh. In the 2010 NFL Draft, John drafted defensive lineman Arthur Jones, who is the brother of Chandler Jones. And that's your 6 degrees.
So football is obviously a big-time family affair. We got Scott Chandler, one of our newest tight ends. He went to school in Iowa, as well as his older brother. Let's find out all about his crazy side. Personally, I think his best side in this week's Tilted.
My mom kind of liked to call me Scotty growing up. You know, that's not, my first name isn't even Scott, really. My first name is William, but I've always been called Scott or Scotty, and that's kind of what I go with. My favorite thing to eat at the state fair, huge turkey legs. They're so big and they're really, really good. That and a funnel cake. You know, you can't go to a fair and not get a funnel cake. When I'm not playing football, I'm usually at home with my three girls and my wife. My youngest daughter, Ivy, really likes to say right when I get home, Daddy, Pock. And so she wants to go to the park. Our favorite thing to do at the park is there's a teeter-totter that they all really like to ride on, and Dad can make that thing go pretty good. My favorite TV show growing up was Saved by the Bell. It's all right, 'cause I'm saved by the bell. That's how it goes. I was a big Zach Morris fan. You know, the guy was, you know, a cut up with a good heart, and, you know, it's kind of close to home. Time out. I get to watch a lot of Barney, and, you know, I like it. It keeps the kids entertained. It's pretty good. But I love you. You love me. You guys know the rest. Well, you guys have kind of tapped into my only other talent, and that's I remember words to a lot of songs, and I sing them often. Not always pleasing to everyone's ears, however, it always sounds good to me. Ooh, baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby. Anything by Taylor Swift, you know, girls are really into the 1989 album, and Dad's a fan, you know, I like it. My most embarrassing moment is probably, you know, a few of those times when I'm singing Taylor Swift, you know, and dancing along with my daughters. If you guys could see that, it would be pretty embarrassing.
Brave man right there, singing to Taylor Swift. He's owning it. I like that a lot. Definitely got a lot of imagination, too. Think about it. It takes it to be a great dad and a great football player. Can't do the same move, the same play over and over, the same thing every time. You need to use your imagination. We're going to learn all about it right now. Professor Fritz is going to break it all down for us in how they do that.
Hi, I'm Professor Fritz. And welcome to How They Do That. Albert Einstein once said, "The true sign of intelligence is not knowledge, but imagination." When we think of imagination, we tend to think of one of two concepts. First, creativity, the art of thinking outside of traditional boundaries and coming up with something new and original. Next, mental imagery, picturing something in your brain, whether fictitious or real. The perfect football player needs both. For years, researchers have associated creativity and imagination with the right hemisphere of the brain. But scientists have recently shown this to be inaccurate. Imagination requires use of the entire brain, or what researchers call the mental workspace. Four main parts of the brain make up this area. The dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, we call it the DLPFC. The posterior parietal cortex, or PPC. The occipital cortex, and the precuneus. The precuneus serves as the hub to connect all the regions together. When we use mental imagery, information flows from the PPC to the occipital lobe, or top-down processing. Information goes from a more complex region to a simpler region. When we perceive something, information travels backwards from the occipital lobe to the PPC, or bottom-up processing. Take a look at this picture. Do you see the old woman? Here's her nose, her chin, and her mouth. Now look at it again. Can you see the young woman? She's looking away from us. Here is her cheek, and this is her chin. Look at this picture. When you focus on the light area, you see a vase in the middle. Now, focus just on the dark areas. You should see two faces looking at each other. These are examples of differing perceptions. No one knows why some people are more creative than others. Fortunately, we all have the capacity for imagination, and you can work to improve your brain's capacity. Spend time each day daydreaming. Let your mind wander, not while you're driving. Keep your mind at the task at hand. This will help your brain reach its full potential, and a better brain means a better you. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that.
It's Totally Fit with high school strength trainer Chelsea Parks.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Parks with Totally Fit, and I'm here to help you be a better you. First things first, we want to eat breakfast, the most important meal of the day. Second is we want to make sure that we replace those sugary drinks with water. The third thing, when you're making your plate, you want to make sure that you have half your plate with vegetables. We want to stay away from those high fructose and high fat foods. And 45 minutes before a workout, we want to try and eat a protein and a carb. For example, a banana with cottage cheese, an apple with almond butter, or even some berries with low-fat yogurt. And those are some tips on how to stay totally fit.
Still to come, it's totally challenge time for this rookie. Watch what happens when he turns the tables.
Yeah, are you going to eat it with me?
Yeah.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork.
by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Patriots.
I'm Sebastian Vollmer, and my first job was being a paperboy. I was back in Germany, my hometown, Karst. And, well, it wasn't the most pleasant thing to do, but I think I broke two bikes. I spent a lot of hours out there, and, you know, I'm glad I'm doing this now.
It is time for my favorite part of this show, Totally Challenge. I love to see how scared the players get when it's time for the students to put them to the test. Geno Grissom killed it in Audible. His patch shot entrance, phenomenal. Let's see what the students got. It's time for Totally Challenge.
It's time now for Totally Challenge.
Rather wear orange and black or burnt orange and white?
Neither. I have to choose. I guess I'm gonna have to go with orange and black because I really don't like Texas, but Oklahoma State isn't that bad. It would just ruin my day.
Would you rather be called to Mr. Kraft's office or to Bill Belichick's?
I'm going to have to say Mr. Kraft's office because I feel like if I'm going to Coach Bill's office, it's probably not for a good reason.
Truth or dare?
Oh, dare. What's up?
Would you eat a beet?
Would I eat a what?
A beet.
A beet?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you going to eat it with me?
Yeah.
Are you allergic?
Nah.
All right. Come on. Slice beets. Do you like beets?
I've never had one either.
Oh.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Cheers. Not that bad. It's okay.
Thank you. Okay. Truth or dare?
You tell me. You have to eat it too.
Do a dare.
Dare. Dare
it is. What's your best impression of one of your teammates?
Best impression of one of my teammates. Alright, here you go. 180! 180! No, check. How's that?
Give it up for Geno Grissom. Thanks for playing. Totally Facts, Washington. Did you know all of the military horse statues in the city face towards the White House? If you're ever lost, just look for a horse with a military general straddling its back. He'll point your way. Pats have been up to on social media.
Gotta give it up for the boys. Pretty impressive with the Halloween costumes.
They look good. I like that creative, but I gotta say, nothing compared to when you were dressed up as the witch.
I'm telling you, I was unrecognizable. My own mother was like, who is that?
It's good to have you back. I like this look a lot better.
Thank you.
So on to the Redskins this weekend, but before we go, we're gonna leave you with some highlights from the big Thursday night game win against Miami.
We'll see you next week.
Go to the near side, picked off. A diving interception by Daron Harmon at the 43. He fires down the middle for Gronkowski, makes the catch. Goodbye, Gronk. Touchdown, Patriots. Sit down underneath for Lewis at the 10. Set past the 5. He's